Both nationally and locally, candidates are beginning to start up their campaigns for 2020. But one important election is taking place this year in Western North Carolina. The Eastern Band of the Cherokee are a sovereign nation with their own governmental structure. All 12 spots for the members of the Tribal Council, as well as the Principal Chief and the Vice Chief, are open since their two-year term limits are ending. Robert Jumper, editor of the Tribal-owned newspaper, the Cherokee One Feather, says that candidates are already announcing.
Well, it's pretty well a running process through 2019. The filing deadline for the candidates is in March. Then in June, we'll have a primary, and then in September, we'll have the actual general election.
The Tribal Council has spent a significant amount of time reworking election laws. The impeachment of former Chief Lambert and a voter fraud case are among the reasons for that. Both cases occurred in 2017.
That was part of the need for making some of these changes to the election law to strengthen candidacy requirements and things of that nature. We are hopeful that we'll never have to have it happen again. But we certainly hope that the new laws that we put in place will make it more clear as to what needs to take place whenever there's some question about the behavior of a tribal official.
The Cherokee Nation is a huge economic driver in Western North Carolina,
but there are only 16,000 enrolled members.
Jumper says that makes elections different on the Qualla boundary.
It makes a huge difference as far as how we treat candidates and how we treat elections. Most of our folks are somehow related to each other in some form or fashion, so it's a more personal process.
Unsurprisingly, Jumper adds that the accomplishments in the 2 years since the last election will likely be the biggest issue for voters. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.